Hello, it is the show called News with Nick. Welcome, everyone. You can head on over to the website that we have up right now that we're going to be discussing shortly, newswithnick.com. Welcome to the show. It is July 19th, 2020, and it is time to record something. And quite frankly, honestly, kind of, I can't focus on anything else until I record this. I kind of want to do a slightly different style of recording today and talk about some of the stuff that's happened on the internet and in the news, which is why it's called a News with Nick show, and sort of make this episode something that we could use as like a front page video where I could say, okay, here's News with Nick as of 2020. What is the status of the show? I think it's good that we talk about this. We go over things that have happened, why this is a show, and where we can go from here, right? Check out the website, newswithnick.com. Actually, if you want to subscribe to Texted Tips, if you type in your phone number way over here on the right side, you can get a text message when there's a new show posted or an update, things like that. So the News with Nick show started as like sort of a place where I could do content that I liked. I used to do this podcast with many people know Andrew and James of the Portman Show podcast at portmanshow.com. And from time to time, I would do my own solo shows, right? And people would like them, and I would say, great, we should save these, and I should do these more often, because anything that I do that people like, I should just keep doing, right, forever and ever. And at some point, it became clear that I wasn't going to be a more a regular part of the Portman Show podcast going forward, but I'm like, well, I'm still proud of the work I've done. So what I did was I spent quite a lot of time, and I went through, and I took out the files that I'd done alone, and I made a new website called newswithnick.com, and I put them all up there. And since then, this has sort of been my place to put content that I make, right? This sounds very dumb and obvious so far, right? And I don't know if anyone listens to this. I don't know if anyone comes to this site. I mean, I know about like 9 people that probably listen to the show, right? So it's very easy to go to a show and go, oh, that show has no listeners and no followers. Why the heck is that person doing that? And that may very well be this show. And I'm just going to have to be okay with that. Kind of like on the last show, how I described, you know, if people don't want to hang out with me, they don't want to hang out with me, but I still got to be available, right? Here it is. This is the website. This is where I put my stuff. If it's 9 people, great. If it's 90, great. Or if it's none, great, right? So I don't do it to gain listeners. Now, if I wanted to, maybe I could do that. Maybe I could market the show and do a little better, but I would have to be a lot more regular with it. Like this would have to be like, I'd have to do a Philip DeFranco style thing where I'm doing like 5 minutes a day or something, or I don't know, 20 minutes twice a week. And I would put a lot more work in. So it's not something that I can sell to people, right? Say someone's running a pirate radio station and they're like, oh, great, we'd love to put your content on the air. Can you give us an hour a week? And I'm like, I don't think so. I don't want to sell something that I can't deliver on. So that's what it is. So this show comes up in conversation sometimes with people, right? It's like, oh, so what are your hobbies? And I'm like, well, I run a lot. I don't know. I play video games and you don't really want to say like I podcast, or at least I don't want to say I podcast, because a podcast sounds like a bunch of guys who like got a voice recorder and they put it in the middle of the room and they said, all right, what's your thoughts on the latest news? What's your thoughts on the latest? And I'm so sick of people having thoughts on things, right? So I call it like, if it comes up in conversation, I will say, I also have a vlog that I write to from time to time. It's nothing. And people go, ooh, can I see your vlog? And I go, no, not yet. No, not yet. I don't think so. We need to get to know each other a little bit better. Or it's that like John Mulaney bit where it's like, not unless people get cool about stuff real quick. no, you cannot see my vlog. And this is one of the reasons I want to do this recording today. Because I don't want it to be like that. People should be able to say, like, what's your vlog? Oh, it's newswithnick.com. Go listen to my commentary about the news. Go listen to my jokes. Go read my race results. Go watch my video about me describing poker rules, right? This should be something that I can be proud of. And from time to time, I will go live and the live link will post to YouTube and I will copy and paste it to my Facebook. And that scares me. That's terrifying. I'm like, what if my cousin sees it? What if my, I don't know, what if my work friends see it, right? Hey, work friends, how's it going if you found this, right? Want to listen for a bit? This is the News with Nick vlog, podcast, show, or whatever. But that shouldn't scare me. Like that is, there's a problem if I'm letting that be concerning. Because what am I scared of? They're going to find some jokes I made and they're not going to like them? Or they're going to, you know, think I'm being aggressive toward a certain group of people? Or they're going to not like my opinions? Things like that. And that's completely fine. And I think that's actually like a legitimate fear. One reason I don't add people on Facebook is like, if you see my opinion, you might not like me. But I also don't post a lot of opinions. And there's been some people that I've friended on Facebook. And then after I saw their opinion, I was like, I'm out. You're muted. And actually, I think less of you. So what are we doing? Why is everyone on social media doing this? There's like, it seems like there's no upside to doing this. But anyway, I did want to discuss, like, what's the state of the world? What is the state of media and content? And what should we do? What should I do with the News with Nick show? Aside from obviously getting this banner redone, because I'm much prettier now than this, and fixing the CSS on this, because this is garbage. So maybe when you guys see this, this will be fixed, and this video will be the front page, and maybe it will be the front page forever. So let's see. So 15-ish years ago, we're not going to try not to go through the whole history of my life, but 15 years ago, I found this thing called a, quote, podcast. And that was amazing. That was so cool. You could download shows and put them on your phone and then listen to them whenever you wanted. Or even back then, you didn't even have a phone. You just put them on your MP3 player. So right after high school, I spent a lot of time listening to podcasts while at my job because my job was a little mindless, right? Just working in a shipping facility, and I was allowed to listen to headsets, so very good. So I got a lot of my ideas from shows like, politically, from like stuff like libertarian shows like Free Talk Live, or comedy shows like Nobody Likes Onions, or Keith and the Girl, which are podcasts that came along well before like Adam Carolla. And these were shows that are like the OG, the ground floor of podcasting, right? Which I was listening to well before it became popular with Joe Rogan and these other famous comedians or whatever. And the main selling point of podcasts back then was like, we're off the FCC. We don't have to, we can say the F word. We can say the S word. We can say funny words like the N-word, right? We can make weird jokes. And back then, there was a lot of stuff, and there still is, obviously, but there was a lot of, like, non-PC jokes, you know? Jokes with racial undertones, right? So when that guy from Virginia Tech goes and shoots up, you know, boom, 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 shoots up Virginia Tech, some of these podcasts are like, oh, let's talk about Ching Chong Ping Pong shooting up Virginia Tech, right? So Keith and the Girl also had, which they've become like very liberal recently, they had a buy a nigga a t-shirt month. They used to like, on during Black History Month in February, they would say, hey, that's pretty funny. Come buy a nigga a t-shirt. And I don't think that that would fly these days, right? There are some a whole bunch of other shows. And so these shows sort of shaped my entertainment style a bit. And so when I picked up a microphone, some of these things are also like how I've acted, right? And this is sounding a whole lot like me apologizing for things I've said in the past. And I want to get it out of the way. That's not necessarily the case. But I do want to set some background. Like, yeah, when I started doing a show, I did content that was loose. I did content where I'm not super careful about the words I use, right? And the news with Nick's show, more specifically, has been like doing news that is popular. So stuff that is tragic, right? Shootings, bombings, airplane crashes. And most of it I take in a lighthearted manner. I'm like, oh, check out this shooting. We're going to go read the police report from this shooting. Isn't this interesting? And that doesn't come across well to some people. Some people say, what is he doing? He's joking about a shooting? Does that mean he wants shootings to happen? No, right? I'm interested in it. I try to report it accurately, read the news, and then we discuss it. Or sometimes there are, you know, jokes made, right? Sometimes there are like, ooh, imagine the shooter, I don't freaking know, running down the road in a clown costume. Was he able to get away or not? Or when Dylan Roof does his interview with the police after having shot up the black church, and he says to the police, I went outside and I was shocked that there were no cops there. I was like, what are these cops even doing? They're not even doing their job. That's hilarious. The shooter leaves the building, thinks that he's about to be arrested, and like a movie, he opens the door like, all right, I'm ready to be arrested. Oh, there's nobody here. Guess I'm just going to drive away. That's hilarious. The shooting is not hilarious. Okay. I'm not making a great case yet. And I won't for the rest of this video. But I've come to realize, like, throughout a few years of doing this, that I used to, way back in the day, say stuff like, I'm not offended by anything. I have thick skin. Everyone around me should act the same way. If you're offended by something, why are you offended? And I've come to realize that, okay, probably I'm not offended by a lot of things because really not a lot bad has happened to me. Let's be honest. I am probably, I guess, how you would say, one of the privileged class people, right? And I've always had a good job. I've always had okay finances. I've always been in good health. My direct family members have almost always been in good health. And that makes it so that what would I be offended by? Right. So I've realized that I no longer have ground to stand on to just be like, suck it up. Stop being offended. Suck it up. I understand that there are things that are offensive and there are things that hurt. And I do care that people come to the News with Nick website and they don't think that that's what this show is. That this show is not like, let's shoot up all the people. It's the funniest. No. Right? So the website's the first thing that people see. I have actually made changes to the website recently that maybe people noticed or didn't notice. I used to have the tagline on the show, News with Nick, comedy as treatment for tragedy, which basically in the tagline says, Nick, making fun of tragedy or making light of tragedy. That is not what I want the tagline of the show to be. I haven't come up with a new tagline. I've just taken it off, and it's now just News with Nick. Because I don't need people getting that impression while straight up looking at it. I have actually removed one or two Nick Ryder tips. We've got the Nick Ryder tips section where I make maybe non-PC jokes about certain things. And they're sort of, the Nick Ryder tips are like a rephrasing of stuff that I've said way in podcasts, way in the past. Like, some girls would be homeless if they were ugly. Right? Just one-liners that are supposed to be like, is that real? Like, it spans the spectrum from that's actually a fun, pretty good tip to that is so insane, why would you say something like that, and everything in between, right? But there were some that were borderline probably triggering that I took off. So I've been trying to be careful about this stuff, right? I am trying to understand this. And even when I do read some like tragic news stories, I go, I don't like how this sounds, but we're just going to read it and do our best to get through. Which I think is fine. I mean, the news also reads the news, right? Just because you got a lady or a man on there going, I'm so sad to report on this plane crash. They're still getting paid to read that to you, right? And when I read it to you, I'm just going to read it in my way. And I'm still me, and I'm still going to do it. Okay? So, it's not always funny, the news, right? But it should at least be interesting. There should at least be like a manifesto we could read. Because I do want this show to be like a little bit different. I don't want you to tune into this show just like you tune into every other podcast and they go, the virus, it's getting us all. I'm so scared. The virus and the shooters and the protests and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. No. We should be out here to have fun a little bit. And a lot of shows that used to do that, Keith and the Girl, for example, they don't do that anymore. They don't have fun. It doesn't feel like. They are so anti-Trump since 2016 that that's just all they talk about. Every liberal position, everything, and it's so tiring. And there's a place in this world for people, content, like News with Nick, where we will just have fun. You know, the world's insane. Let's go over some of it. And then at the end of the day, let's turn off our computers and be like, oh, well, at least I still have a bed. Except for some of you who don't have beds, you're homeless and you probably suck. No. This argument has gone on forever, though, right? It's always been like, it's okay to make rape jokes. No, it's never okay to make rape jokes. And that's the extreme. Because I don't got time for these middle-of-the-road arguments here. We got to jump to the extreme, right? And these two teams clash. It's never okay, and yes, it's okay. You have to be able to joke. And I guess I want to say that, yes, of course, I fall on it's okay to make a joke. But also, I've never been assaulted in such a way that would, like, upset me if someone made a rape joke. So maybe I'm wrong, but I still continue, like, these are still things I'm learning, I guess. But from now on, I mean, but from here forward or still, I'm always on, yes, let's make the joke. But that doesn't mean I'm here making level one jokes all the time either, because a lot of these jokes are not even funny. I'm just like, why would you just, you don't say something just for the shock value. You should say something either to be ironic, which is super funny, or just don't say it. Like, move on and say something deeper than that. So this is an argument that's gone on for quite a long time, but even more so in the past 10 years, probably, and even more so in the past four since 2016. And things that used to be fun, things that used to be blown under the radar. Wait, what's the... Things that used to skim under the... Like, maybe they weren't a big deal. We did a show recently where we talked about an assault issue on the show Survivor. Someone was removed from the show Survivor for having, like, touched someone's thigh, right? Fine. And then we remember that, like, 15 years ago, they had that incident where a naked Richard Hatch rubbed up against Sue, and she went insane on the show. And it was a deal then, but it wasn't a deal. Right. I feel like today that would have been my entire thread of Facebook. If this happened today, it would have been like, arrest Richard Hatch, press charges, OMG. There'd be 1,000 memes and texts of images going, Richard Hatch is a literal rapist. He needs to be arrested. And I don't hold one position one way or the other, of whether he should or shouldn't have over that incident 16 years ago, the point is this stuff is a lot more forefront. So I think we need to talk about it. Recently, we had a YouTuber. Just look at the CNN article here. YouTube influencer Jenna Marbles quits her channel over blackface backlash. Say that 10 times black fast. Blackface backlash. It's actually not that hard. Maybe my tongue is very skilled, though.
Weren't great, and I'm not completely unproblematic.
YouTube star Jenna Marbles says she is leaving the platform. I have to read this. She has more than 20 million subscribers, and her videos have more than 3 billion, with a B, Walter White, billion views. She says, I feel like we are at a time where we're purging ourselves from anything and everything toxic, she said in a video titled A Message, in which she apologized for racist and sexist content. Jenna, who has more than 20 million subscribers, highlighted specific videos from 2011 and 2012, one in which she donned blackface. This is how the article says it. My understanding is she put on black makeup. I don't know if I call that blackface, but I don't want to get into that today. To impersonate rapper Nicki Minaj, and another was featuring a rap song with a joke about Asians. So one joke from 2011 and 2012, and then another video in which she slammed women who slept around. She says, it was not my intention to do blackface. I do want to tell you how unbelievably sorry I am, or if I ever offended you by posting this video or by doing this impression, and that was never my intention. It's not okay. It's shameful. It's awful. I wish it wasn't part of my past. I wish it wasn't part of my past, Jenna says. So, anyone who doesn't know, Jenna Marbles was one of, like, the original YouTubers who basically went on and said, hello, I'm hot. Want to listen to me? She does the annoying jump cut stuff. And I'm not a fan of hers. I never watched her stuff. But this happened to come across my desk, as they say. I hate it when people say that. I had this come across my desk and I had to make a video about it real quick. Right? So Jenna quits YouTube. Says, I wish that these things weren't a part of my past. Is that the wish we should be having? I don't know. But I think about, like, what happens if people find the website and they go back 5 years and they go, wow, Nick is like a psycho about shootings or something. And I go, okay. And I picture a hypothetical future where someone decides to find that and does decide to scroll back and does decide to, like, pick and choose stuff that I've said out of videos and attack me for it. Now, this is the dumbest thing because, like, me comparing myself to Jenna Marbles would be like me throwing a football against my house and then comparing myself to Drew Brees, right? Okay, yes, we do the literal same physical act of throwing a football, but we are not in any universe the same person, right? Jenna Marbles is a super famous person, and I'm just Nick. At the same time, it still feels like a little bit exposy to be like, hey, here's my vlog, here it is to the world, right? That's a little scary. So I think if people found this, what would I do? How upset would I be? Would I be scared? And I was like, yes, I would be scared. But I think, well, why? Right? And it's crossed my mind that if I am so scared about this, if it's scary to do that, and I'm not scared because I'm ashamed. I'm not scared because I don't agree with things that I've said, because there's nothing to, like, not agree with, which we'll get into shortly. I'm scared because I'm scared of what happened to Jenna will happen to me, or what happened to, I don't know, any other person who's been canceled recently will happen to me, or at least spark the same backlash, not in a newspaper, but in, like, a friend group. They'll go, wow, Nick said this thing. and there's nothing that I've ever said that I'm ashamed of, right? This happened also. YouTube bans white supremacists Stefan Molyneux, Richard Spencer, and David Duke. YouTube on Monday terminated the channels belonging to high-profile white supremacists. So they put this adjective in here, right, to trigger you to think a certain thing. Stefan Molyneux, Richard Spencer, and David Duke, as major social media sites move more aggressively to tackle hateful content on their platforms following years of criticism. Molyneux is an internet commentator who has promoted eugenics. Spencer is a white nationalist leader credited with coining the term alt-right, and Duke is the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Now, I don't know much about the Ku Klux Klan. I don't know really much about Richard Spencer, and I also don't know a whole lot about Stefan Molyneux as a recent person. But Stefan Molyneux is someone who has had a video channel for quite a long time, and actually I've hung out with him a few times, way back before he went fringe. Now, why did he become, quote, a white supremacist? I don't know. From the research I've found, sure, he has some white supremacy opinions and views, and you can definitely pull some quotes out from like one per year on average from 2016 where he says some real racist stuff, I guess you would call it. On the other hand, is that grounds to be fully canceled from YouTube? We're getting this situation on the internet here where you can claim hate speech, you can claim basically you claim hate speech, you can claim racism, you can claim transphobia, LGBT phobia, whatever, and then cancel someone's account. And I understand that YouTube is a private business, right? You don't have to tell me that, Nick, YouTube's a private business. They can do whatever they want. Yeah, duh, right? But as a society as a whole, we're getting towards a kind of a scary tipping point where this happens. People are kicked off platforms for their opinions, right? I don't think Stefan Molyneux was out there going, let's rally and break into black people's houses and get them on the bus to Mexico, right? I don't think he was doing that. I think he really just had opinions, and whether or not his opinions were good or he had come to the correct conclusions based on his evidence or his theorizing or what have you, right? Is the penalty for that having your entire like revenue stream cut off if he had put a lot of work into his YouTube and that really was his revenue stream? Should that be the penalty? And then society comes out and says, woohoo, we got the white supremacists off YouTube. That's alarming to me. Right. So we recently had J.K. Rowling say something along the lines of, if sex, not along the lines of, I'm reading her literal Twitter. If sex isn't real, there's no same-sex attraction. If sex isn't real, the lived reality of women is globally erased. I know and love trans people, but erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many to meaningfully discuss their lives. It isn't hate to speak the truth, she says. And essentially, J.K. Rowling's position is that biological sex is real and that a biologically sexed female has a different life experience than a trans female, a male to female transgender person. And therefore, they should have their own space. Like, I don't know, a women's shelter or a women's group or a women's only club that is allowed to exclude transgender females, because her position is that to be a strong feminist, you should be pro protecting the rights of biological females. And that doesn't, so that's her position, right? And I don't want to get into that. That's not the point. But the internet went insane. The internet went, J.K. Rowling is a TERF, a trans exclusionary radical feminist. J.K. Rowling is hateful. J.K. Rowling is a bigot. And they throw out all these words. Hateful, bigot, ignorant, probably. And for her opinion here, no one wants to have a discussion. Some people do. But the overarching reaction is anger, is like vitriol, is aggression toward her. And that is scary. Stuff like this is what I'm scared about, right? So I go, should I just delete the site? Now, I don't really talk about relationships on recording, right? But say a year ago, I was hanging out with a person. I was with a person who said, like, we had this discussion a lot. And I said, it's really hard on me that you don't like things I say. And I'm sorry about that. But they are jokes. This is how I have fun. This is how I let out my aggression. I don't let out my aggression in anger or yelling. I let out my concerns in vlog form. I go to my room, I record a show, I post on the internet, I laugh about things. And she did not like it, right? She said something like, I wish I could tell people about the show my boyfriend does, but it's like sadistic the way you talk and laugh about such horrible stuff, right? She said that, and that's really sad. Because she's basically saying that my sense of humor, my way of communicating is scaring her or is hurting her. And I don't like that, right? And I said back, yeah, I wish I could be different. I wish I could press a button and that I could be like a liberal lesbian and be with you. But what you're wishing is that I wasn't me. And obviously, I can't pretend to be something I'm not. And I said, what, do you want me to just delete the site, delete the show? And of course, she didn't say, yeah, delete the show. But she wanted me probably to delete the show, or like she wished for an alternate reality where it didn't exist or where I would be okay with just deleting it. And I was like, I'm not going to delete the show because deleting the show is deleting who I am. And that's stupid. You know, or it's hiding from who I am. So I go, in the past year and a half or whatever since then, I keep thinking, what if people find it? Should I just delete the show before they do? Should I delete the website? Goodbye, newswithnick.com. I'm going to move on to a new hobby. I'm going to program Raspberry Pis on the weekend, and I'm going to make my house so smart that my entire hobby now is that when I walk down the hallway, there's a million lasers, and as I walk down, the lasers light up little bulbs, and they sing me a song or something, right? I guess, yes, I could find a new hobby. I could delete the site. I could get rid of the, quote, evidence, right, that I laugh at shootings, but I get rid of the ammo that someone could use against me if they wanted to. But if I was legitimately doing something, if I really felt like I was legitimately doing something or had done something on this show that deserved having my life ruined over, then I should delete it. And I should apologize for it, and I should just move on. But you know what? I don't think that. I don't think that. But Nick, the things you say are so, like, you're joking at, like, terrible stuff. Yeah. And you know why that's okay, right? You know why I think that that's okay? Because context. And I'm sorry that it's taken 35 minutes into this recording to get to my point, that there is context, that this show is like a fun show. It's supposed to be a fun show. It's supposed to be, quote, it's supposed to be a joke, bro. And I get that that does not absolve me of responsibility. Of course not. You can't just claim one thing and then it absolves you of responsibility. I can't just say it's a joke and then say like the most offensive thing on earth. Oh, yeah. I hope everyone dies tomorrow in a great car crash, but only Jews, right? You can't say that and then say, it's a joke. Well, I guess I just did. I guess I just ruined the point of the show. And then have it be okay, right? You can't say things like, but the virus, right? And then everything you do in response to the virus is okay. You can't say, I'm offended, and anything you do in response to being offended is okay. Just like you can't say, it's a joke, and anything you do under the guise of joke is okay, right? That's fine. I understand that. But if you take the context of it being a fun show, it does mean that the things that I say on the show don't necessarily represent a real view, right? If I say, like, oh, Michael Sam from the NFL never made it on an NFL team because he sucks at football because he's gay. No, obviously that doesn't make any sense. And I'm allowed to ask the audience to consider the context of the show and the performance that I do here as part of the whole thing. I don't do paintings, right? I don't do Legos. I don't do model air. I don't do any art. This is my art, right? And I keep the context of the show in consideration with the things I say, right? I would obviously never go to like a shooting victim's funeral and walk up to the family and be like, yeah, it sucks that your kid died in the shooting, but like that manifesto though, page 3, he said the funniest freaking thing, right? Obviously, I would never do that because that's insane. That would hurt someone's feelings horribly at a funeral for their son. But does that mean that there is no place in the whole world of all of the internet for me to say, page 3 of this shooter's manifesto, pretty freaking funny? Does that mean that you're not allowed to say that anywhere just because it would be offensive to say to the family? Because the internet, technically you are saying it to the family. The family can go here, right? The 9-year-old kid who ran the stupid 10K can come here and watch me making fun of him. Does that mean I said it to him? No. You came to my house and listened to it. No, I don't know. See, that feels like a cop-out again. It's my site. I'll say what I want, right? My point is, yeah, there's a place and a time for this stuff. I believe strongly that, yes, we're still allowed to say it. Here's the site where we're saying it. Like, if I go to a movie, right, and I go to Titanic, and I watch Titanic sink, and 2,000 people died, and I go, wow, that was a really fun, interesting movie. I really liked enjoying that. It's based on a true event. Does that mean me walking out of the Titanic movie going, wow, that was great, and it was pretty funny when that guy hit the propeller falling down? Does that mean that I'm happy that the Titanic happened? Yes, obviously. I love the Titanic and everyone who died in it. No, right? Just because you like content around something that isn't always like super somber doesn't mean that you loved the event that happened, right? And in some ways, this is like a coping mechanism. It's like, aha, funny thing about that shooting that was horrible, right? It's like, it's just a joke. It's just a way to cope, right? So here are some other things that like people do in context, right? So we had The Office. The Office, a very popular show.
I thought, this might be kind of fun. And so I start messing around. And I'm sinking a few, you know, swish, swish, swish.
This is Michael Scott.
Nothing.
Talking about how good he is at basketball.
The net. And their jaws just drop to the floor. African Americans.
He was making a comment that he had made African Americans very impressed with his basketball skills. Does that mean that the writers of The Office are very racist against African Americans and they're all black? I mean, they're all good basketball players? Let's find out by skipping ahead.
Okay, so let's put together a starting lineup, shall we? Stanley, of course.
I'm sorry?
What do you play, center?
Why, of course. What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I don't remember saying that.
I heard it.
So Stanley is one of, obviously, the black characters in The Office. So Michael Scott says, Stanley, of course, will play basketball. And they go, What do you mean, of course, right? Because in the context of The Office, we realize that that is a joke. That he's allowed to say that because it's so ironic that that you're not supposed to say that, that it makes it reverse funny. And here's another thing. Here's another clip from The Office.
You don't call retarded people retards. It's bad taste. You call your friends retards when they're acting retarded.
This word has picked up a lot of speed over the past few years of being like completely off limits to say. And I'm like, do you really get to claim a word? Do you really get to say, no, let's not use this word? Some people say, yeah, because using the R word is derogatory to mentally handicapped people. And then I will say in my brain, consider the context. Just because someone says the R word, you know what they mean. Shouldn't context be important? Shouldn't it be important that we actually take what people mean to say as more valuable than the one word you pick out of what they said, right? If I go, LOL, my friend, you're being such an R word, you're being such a retard. See, I was like, should I say it or not say it? And you guys probably picked up on the fact that, oh, he's not going to say it. Then is that derogatory to mentally handicapped people? I didn't say I hate mentally handicapped people so much that I hope they get on that same bus tomorrow, right? That it crashes. Or was it a train? I don't even remember now. And I think that we need to keep people's actual intent of what they say held to a much higher importance in conversation than shaming people over the words they use. Here's a clip from Curb Your Enthusiasm, where we look into a little bit of a stereotype as well. Larry David walking in with a present.
Larry brought you something for your birthday.
Trick.
So excited.
It's for a kid.
Happy birthday!
Oh my God, let me check, what is it?
What is it?
What is it?
It's a sewing machine. It's a sewing machine.
This kid's very excited for
his
sewing machine.
Oh my God, I'm gonna make the Gaunt the Wing costume, meet me in St. Louis, the Wizard of Oz.
You're gonna make the Wizard of Oz costume?
Yes!
Which one?
Dorothy. I love it, I love it, I love it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome, Greg.
Nana, Nana! Nana!
A sewing machine?
Yeah, he loved it.
What, are you trying to turn him gay?
Larry David then gives a strange face to this lady, the face implying, I don't think I'm turning him gay. He is acting super gay, right? So Greg, the flamboyant kid on Curb Your Enthusiasm, pushes, perpetuates the narrative that flamboyant kids who like to sew Dorothy costumes are probably sexually attracted to other males. Which to me makes no logical sense. Like, how are those two things even related? But it is a stereotype, and it's one that people find entertaining, and they just go with it. And Curb Your Enthusiasm is far from canceled. In fact, I think they're renewed for another season, right? So these are shows that people are able to take the jokes and the content in context. Please, audience, take News with Nick in context when I'm yelling about certain things. Oh, I did a show last year at some point where these two lesbians were kissing on a bus or whatever, and people walked up to them and said, kiss, kiss, please kiss, please kiss. We're going to throw quarters at you while you kiss. And the news said, wow, they were victims of a transphobic attack. And I said, that's not transphobic. That's trans-loving. They wanted to watch them kiss. That's loving seeing it, not hating them, right? And obviously that's insane to say. Obviously, like, you know that I know what the news means when they say transphobic attack. They mean they were chosen because they were... Oh my God, did I keep saying transphobic? Homophobic. Crap. I'm going to have to do that whole bit over again. Anyway, I know what the news means when they say homophobic, that they were picked out because they're homosexual. And I said, no, that's homo-loving, right? Some other things that are out there, right, that are can be kind of offensive or stereotypy. There's this very popular card game. It's called Cards Against Humanity, right? And these people sit around a circle and they'll play Cards Against Humanity and they'll go into work the next day and they'll say, oh man, I played Cards Against Humanity. That was so fun. That was so funny. We had so much fun. People of all different types and political views play Cards Against Humanity and they think it's hilarious, right? So what if the sum of the cards in Cards Against Humanity where you need to like play them? So you take, you're supposed to take your card and match it with like a descriptor or something, or it's supposed to be a fill in the blank. Like, I'm just going to make one up out of my head. Grandma said we weren't allowed to jump on the trampoline at her party this weekend because of blank. And I'm not even sure what you would put in that blank. But anyway, you're supposed to take your cards and play it with the sentence and fill in the blank, and the funniest one wins, right? What are some of the cards? Black people. The Jews. The gays. I'm not making this up. I looked these up. And one of the cards in Cards Against Humanity's phrase list is whipping a disobedient slave, right? And in today's, you know, last 3 months, 2 months, whatever, of like, don't talk about slaves or black people and get Aunt Jemima out of the stores, I'm not sure that this stuff would have held up if it was released today. Can you believe? Look at Cards Against Humanity. Whipping a disobedient slave. Am I saying that that's okay to have in a card game? Yes. But even if I wasn't saying that, I'm telling people, look, if people look at the context, they will say, oh, it's just a game. And I think that's probably fine. So that's me talking about some of the harder stuff about this show. So what are some other things that we do on this show, right? Like I said, when I first did this show, I started doing like popular news stories, like shootings, plane crashes, whatever, kidnappings, things that get clicks. And I talk about these things because they're popular. And the news talks about them because they're scary, right? And I've started to pick up on this more and more and more and more. Like, you're like, Nick, obviously. I'm like, but it's getting like, once you realize it's happening, it's way more obvious. And so the news is pushing these scary headlines, the virus, the protests, the racism. And then you jump on Facebook and it's just a whole bunch of people sharing the same things. And I want to get on this show. I want to do a show where we can have a deeper conversation than, oh, I'm scared about these things. I want to have a conversation where we talk about why these things are happening and what's happening. And is it even real in the first place? And I'm not saying that when the news reports on something and you see a headline that it's not real. But I am saying if it's a headline, it's kind of not real. And what I mean by that is that it wouldn't be news if it was common. If someone getting stabbed in Walmart over not wearing a mask or over telling someone who's not wearing a mask to wear a mask was super common and something you actually had to be scared of, it wouldn't be in the news. It would just be like, okay, last week we had 15 Walmart mask stabbings. This week we're up to 150 Walmart mask stabbings. No, it's like there's one or two or three. That's why you hardly ever hear about car crashes except in the local newspaper. It's not like national news that there's a car crash because cars are scary. You're going very fast, and if you crash, you die. 100% of the time, obviously. So what we do here on News with Nick is talk about this stuff and be like, nah, let's make a joke about it because it kind of doesn't actually have an effect over you. So I'm not always making jokes about shootings. I'm trying to discuss things, and we keep bringing up shootings, and they're one of the biggest news stories that always happen. And for years, 20 years now since Columbine, people have been scared to death of shootings all the time because they're in the news. But the number of people affected by shootings that make it to the news are so small, it's not something that takes like a whole bunch of, you know, it shouldn't take a whole bunch of emotional energy to be scared of. You're letting the actual news like control how you feel instead of just observing what happens in real life. Yes, car crashes are scary. Yes, alcoholism is scary and obesity and cancer And all of these things that are way, way more likely to happen to you are way more scary than shootings. So yes, I take the tone of, yes, it happened, but it's rare. Let's have fun in life. Let's read the manifesto. Let's not be so scared all the time. And that's what the show has been. It's called, like, gallows humor, right? That's even a thing that people use. Like, oh, we're going to make fun of death so that it feels less scary. It's like a coping mechanism, as I said earlier. So there are some news stories that I don't even do, though. If there's nothing interesting about it, I skip it. Some people think, oh, Nick will just talk about anything. Disgusting, right? There was a time where I just didn't do, like, police killings. Like, you pull someone over, and then the police discharge their weapon into the car, and the person dies. And I didn't do those because they're unfortunately more common than they should be, and they're also not interesting. They're sad. And there's usually nothing interesting about it. It's just the same old story, time and time again. Cop feared for his life, pulled out a gun, shot a guy, right? So there's some stuff that I just don't do if it's not funny or interesting. Even more recently, I've started to actually do, like, instead of it being News with Nick where I read the news, I do News with Nick where I read the news, but I also make fun of the news media at the same time, right? Like we previously mentioned the kid who ran the 10K and how huge that stupid story went. And it's so funny to see, like, this is a story that the news invented itself. This didn't happen, basically, the way they're writing it. The headline is misleading. The story is misleading. And the only thing about this, it basically propagated itself. It's like, it's a big story, so the next media picked it up. And if you guys want to hear about this, you're going to have to scroll back in the show and look for the one that says the wrong way 10K or something like that. Or, I don't know, the funny news story of the kid who was selling root beer. And they used a bunch of random B-roll, and I just found that to be a funny story. But I've noticed that the news itself, because they're for profit, they have a bias. So their profit motive is to churn out the scariest, most clickbaity titles of all time and have you come click them. And what does that mean? That means they're rushing to publish. That means they're rushing to get data out. And it's not always right. And the headline is almost never right. The headline is almost never accurate. So we need to dig into this stuff. And whenever I try to get, like, the source article. And if people start posting on Facebook or whatever, just screenshots of headlines, right? I go, really, though? Is that really what happened? Or even they'll talk about it at work. And I'll be like, okay, you're repeating a headline to me. What is the actual story? What really happened? Right? So we have a few examples of these, right? We just had a 6-3 Supreme Court ruling on LGBT rights. This was about Title IX of the Civil Rights Act. And all the headlines read, Supreme Court rules that civil rights protects LGBT people in the workplace. And of course, everyone for that result went, yay! And they also went, how the heck could it have been 6-3? Does that mean that three justices say that LGBT people are not allowed in the workplace? Right? No, that's not what they said. You can go read the case and you can figure it out for themselves. But instead, it's mostly just yay or what the hell? And why yay? Why yay? Yay because they like the outcome. Yay because they think that LGBT people do deserve equal rights in the workplace. And yes, if we have a Civil Rights Act that bars discrimination on sex, race, all these other things, the list goes on, right? You know, Biden style. Sex, race, Biden style. Maybe it follows that it should also be for LGBT people. Right, but they're yelling about it because they like the result, not because they read the legal ruling and go, you know what? I like that legal ruling and how that went down. And I've read the case. I read the majority opinion, and I read the dissenting opinion. And the dissenting opinion was essentially, Title IX does not call out LGBT specifically, so therefore we as a Supreme Court shouldn't be saying that it does protect them. It doesn't say it in the law, so therefore we shouldn't say it. Okay, is that just like a cover for these three justices being LGBT phobic? I don't know. And like I said, I read both opinions. Which one do I choose? I don't know either. Right? It's not like, but that's not me saying, again, that's not me saying that I don't think LGBT people deserve rights in the workplace. That's me saying, from the legal standpoint of which the Supreme Court was ruling on this case, I don't know which way I agree with. And guess what? That doesn't matter. I don't have to make the choice. Isn't that the beauty of this? I can just tread the fence and make everyone happy. People will say that's a cop-out. Got to pick a side. That's you skirting, that's you like dodging the question. And okay, fine. Maybe a little bit. That's you not taking an opinion. That's not my opinion. My side is let's get the facts out and let people decide on facts, not on emotion, right? Let's get it out. What are some other stories the news has done? Oh, we had this pizza parlor. Remember the pizza parlor? This was actually several years ago.
As the nation debates the recent religious freedom law enacted by Indiana, WBND-TV reports that a local pizza parlor is defending the now contentious bill at their restaurant.
If a gay couple was to come in, like say they wanted us to provide them pizzas for a wedding, we would have to say no.
Crystal O'Connor and her family
okay.
own memories.
This was a story of Memories Pizza. The news came in and they said, what do you think of that law, the religious freedom law, where you're allowed to decline service based on your religious rights? And the owner stupidly said, if a gay couple wanted a pizza parlor wedding, we wouldn't cater it. And the news picked this up and they said, pizza parlor refuses to cater a gay wedding. Which, by the text, is technically true, but there also was no gay person that walked in and said, will you cater my wedding? This isn't like the bakery situation. And they said no. They just said, we probably wouldn't do a gay wedding. And the news picked up on this, and they basically surrounded the pizza parlor. This went national. People yelped this place. People protested it. Other people donated money to it, right? It created this huge divide over kind of nothing, made up a story by the news. This is the kind of stuff I want to expose on News with Nick. Am I taking a side with the pizza parlor? Not necessarily. Am I saying that they might be ignorant? I didn't say that, but I probably could say that, right? They're ignorant if they decide that just because someone's gay, they don't want to do a gay wedding. Do I think that that's probably their right? Yes, I do probably think that that's their right. But even if it's not, even if they are ignorant and they're stupid, should it be the penalty of that to lose your business? Right? It's like these days we're getting a lot of people that are saying, you've had time to learn this stuff. If you're still ignorant, that's on you. Okay, I guess. Everyone holds their opinions at their same speed, at their own speed, right? You don't go into kindergarten and you don't know algebra and they go, you don't know algebra yet? Algebra's been going for years and you don't know it? 3-year-old, 5-year-old, whatever you are in kindergarten. Get out. You're so dumb, right? Some people are not exposed to this stuff. So if you drive to rural Kentucky, wherever this freaking place is, and interview the pizza parlor owner, yeah, they might be anti-gay. Oh, well. Right? Maybe that's the wrong opinion to have. Maybe we should hate them. But all I see when stuff like this happens is people picking a fight with other people who didn't ask for a fight. The pizza parlor people didn't want a fight. They just got one because the news came and said, hey, come, I don't know. The news came and said, look at those anti-gays. It's an anti-gay pizza parlor. And they literally pointed and waved anti-gay at them for days and days and days and really hurt their business. Let's see, what's another headline? So we had a headline like a year or so ago back when Kids in Cages was a huge thing. Remember that? That was like a big thing for a while. Now we're all virusy. No one cares about kids in cages anymore. But for months, my Facebook was like, Trump's putting kids in cages left and right, separating families, kids in cages, the kids are in cages. It's a cage kid. Trumpscagekids.com. So that was all over the place. People were pissed about this. And I was like, is that really happening? I guess it kind of was. I still don't know. But what I do know is what the news wanted us to think, right? So the news comes out with this headline, 2 migrant children died in U.S. custody or whatever, right? This has happened a few times. And this happened in 2018. So they came, but if you just see the headline, right? 2 migrant children died in U.S. custody. What do you picture, right? What does your brain immediately picture? 2 Mexican kids at the border in the cage. They're fine. And then they go, I'm dying. I'm dying. And then they go, I'm dead, right? But what really happened was that these kids came from Mexico, strenuous journey, were already ill. And technically, yes, they were, quote, in U.S. custody when they died, right? I don't know all the facts. I don't know if the U.S. was negligent in getting them quick care. They probably were. But that doesn't escape the fact that the headline is not leading you to that. Sorry, the headline is not leading you to truth. The headline is leading you to say the U.S. killed these 2 kids, which isn't what happened. The U.S. did not kill these 2 kids. This is the stuff I try to point out and say, we can't just be judging on headlines, right? Here's another one. And this one goes the other way. You guys are probably getting at me like, oh, it's all the liberal stuff. No. Here's another headline. Joe Biden says poor kids are just as bright as white kids. That is the entire headline, right? If you watch the video, this is the funny video where Joe Biden, yes, says, oh, yeah, poor kids, they're just as bright as white kids. I mean, rich kids, you know, rich, black, or Asian, whatever. So he misspoke because he's funny and his brain might not be working fully, or maybe he was just tired that day. I'm completely against people taking Joe Biden saying poor kids are just as bright as white kids and using it for anything political to make him look like a racist, unless you're laughing at it, because it is funny. But some people will legitimately take this and go, ooh, ammo against Joe Biden. We can say that he's a racist because he thinks that white kids are the rich kids. He must have said that because it's in his subconscious. Is it? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Because there's not enough here to say that. What's the real story? He misspoke, most likely. Big whoop. Stop pushing the headline with no... It doesn't say Joe Biden misspeaks and says poor kids are just as bright as white kids. Nope. Joe Biden says poor kids are just as bright as white kids. Funny. And probably the most egregious example of this happening. Remember this photo, everyone? The kid in the Make America Great Again hat, staring down an African-American man while he bangs his little drum, and the kid with the funniest, dorkiest smirk on his face staring at this guy. This was the photo that went everywhere. I woke up one morning on Saturday. Nom, 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 nom. Wake up. The news, 100% of the news is white kid in a MAGA hat harassing... Let's see. Trump-supporting students in Covington Catholic High School harass Native American activist and U.S. Army veteran Nathan Phillips on January 18th, 2019. This photo, because the kid has a dorky smile and the guy's old and African American, you make a quick assumption who's the aggressor, who's the victim. They took basically a snippet, a 5-second, you know, maybe it was more than 5 seconds, maybe it was a minute incident out of a multi-hour-long situation and said, here's what happened. I can't believe this happened. And it went everywhere. And it turns out later, that's not even close to what happened. That there was even a third group involved here. That the Native American guy walked up to the white kids, banged his drum, and this kid is just sort of doing stand his ground. Yes, his smile is dorky and we hate him. But the news pushed this narrative and basically called this kid Hitler for like several hours until the other videos came out and they said, ooh, whoopsies. But people had already dug their trenches. And I even saw people, even after the rest of the video had come out, still trying to defend, oh yeah, the kid's still a racist and an idiot. And he's wearing a MAGA hat. So that must prove it, right? Yeah, they're Republicans, obviously 100%. And if you're just going to hate Republicans because they are, then I guess you are. But I think that I do this show partly because of that, because we need to be better than this. We need to be better than take the headline, draw a conclusion, or these people who pick their positions before they find the evidence. A lot of times what's happening today is it's so black and white in people's minds. They will pick, okay, gay or straight, black or white, blah, 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 or blah, blah, blah. And they pick blah, blah, blah because they say, okay, what are the other people on my team going to pick? What are the other liberals going to pick? What are the other conservatives going to pick? They're going to pick blah, blah, blah. So I pick that one. That must be the right position. Now let me go find all the evidence to back up my position that I've just taken. Instead of me, like me, because I'm smarter than all of you. Obviously, that's a joke in the context of the show, but I go find the Supreme Court ruling and I go, okay, I'm just going to read it. What does it actually say? And then listening to everyone else have opinions just hurts me so bad. But yeah, I'm not going to like give in. I don't want to use this term, but in the last several weeks, like I said on the last show, we've had all of these companies come out and go, okay, something horrible happened and we're going to now say Black Lives Matter because we believe in racial equality. Black lives definitely 100% matter. I'm like, if you felt that so strongly as you do today, why did it take everyone else saying it before you said it? Right? I'm not going to go along with these things just because I'm not just going to stand on the street and go, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, just because everyone else is doing it. I will say defund the police, probably. And I'm not necessarily doing it now, but I've done it. I did that 15 years ago. People are saying, like, the police are bad. I'm like, yeah, no duh. Right? I'm not going to get on Facebook and share things. Sharing things does nothing, right? And I have people on both sides of this aisle, as you so to speak, that like I can go to their page and I will know that over the past 24, 48 hours, they have probably shared 6 to 8 things. And I can go, okay, what's crazy righty doing today? Or what's crazy lefty doing today? And I can go and I can just see like, okay, what's the issues for the day that they're mad about, that they think they're doing activism by posting to Facebook? Who do you think you're affecting there, right? So here I am on my vlog. I don't post it to Facebook. I just post it to my website here, right? I'm like, you guys know the quote that I have. No, I don't quote other people. People should be quoting me, right? So I don't go on Facebook and share this stuff. But like I said, I'm not going to just follow along, reshare. And when you go to a protest, you're basically resharing Black Lives Matter. That doesn't mean I wouldn't go to a protest. If I believed it. If we were on our way to the police station to do something legitimate, like to, I don't know, spread information, like some things I've really loved doing is spreading information about how the court system actually works and how you can beat it. Not beat it, but like you can make it work better than just walk in the door, let the prosecutor rake you over the coals, do whatever they say, and walk out of there. Like, there are ways that you can use the court system to get a better result for yourself when you're in a situation where you're in trouble with the law. And that's actually doing something, I hope. I feel like it never did. Like, people didn't want to listen to that. And that was sad. But definitely sharing on Facebook doesn't do a whole lot. But people don't like when you're skeptical of them. People think that when you're skeptical of them, like they walk in and they say, can you believe that the MAGA kid was yelling at the Native American? I can't believe that. And if I go, actually, I don't think it quite went down. They're like, I can't believe it. You're a racist. Right? I don't know. I don't always know. I do always like try to figure it out. And I always try to wonder. And I probably say the wrong thing a lot. But at least I'm out here like risking it. These are my thoughts. I'm sorry if sometimes it's offensive. Then I admit that I probably am wrong. Sometimes maybe I am a moron from time to time. At the end of the day, though, I hope you're entertained. Right? That's really what I want to do. The show, I want to entertain you. I want to be funny. I want it to be in the context of the show. And that's it. And I'm going to keep the site up and I'm going to keep posting. That's what we do. It has been News with Nick. It's been a long one. 75 minutes almost. And I'm not sure. Hopefully I got out a lot of what I wanted to say. This took a while. I had to outline sort of what I wanted to say here, and I'm not sure that it went out perfectly. It was probably never going to, so we just have to do it, right? I could spend hours and hours editing Jenna Marble style, like jump cut, jump cut, jump cut. Nope. This was essentially 75 minutes of me following my notes and doing my best. Hope you love the show, everyone. And tune in next time when we can get back to real stuff instead of talking about all these Sandmen. That's the name of the mega. Okay. Bye.